You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Right, so now we start our Christmas series. It's called Just in Time. Okay, and ang maganda dito sa series natin, kasi every year, napansin nyo ba every year may Christmas? At may Christmas series? Di ba? Alam mo, pag nagpipreach ka every week, tapos every year, alam mo may Christmas series, sobrang challenging yun, ha? Alam nyo bakit? Yung Christmas story kasi hindi nagbabago, eh. Ganun pa rin. Di ba? Si Jesus dumating, okay? Walang ibang Jesus na dumating na, eh. So, it's the same story. It's the same text that you actually use. But our prayer is that when we look at the Christmas story, we'll look at it every year na meron din bagong ano, insight na bibigay sa atin si God as we look at the Christmas story. And one of the things, every time we study Scripture, there are two ways on how we look at Scripture. So explain ko muna para alam nyo kung saan ako manggagaling as we go through our Christmas series. Meron tayong tinatawag na micro at saka macro. Okay? Yung micro, ibig sabihin, micro, di ba micro, maliit, di ba nandito. Macro is, mas nakikita mo yung buo. Right? Two ways you study Scripture. One is the micro way, and the one is the macro way. Okay? Most of the time, ang kinalakihan natin at usong-uso sa Christian circle, yung micro way. Ibig sabihin, pag may binasa ka Scripture, feeling mo, ikaw lagi nandoon, ikaw yung bida, ikaw yung ano, or para sa akin, ano, makakatulong to sa akin. Most of the 99% of the devotionals that we actually buy outside from bookstores are very micro in nature. May text na kukunin, out of the blue, and then how it can relate to us. Now, is it bad or not? It's not bad, but it's not also balanced if all we do with Scripture is very micro, na nakaganon ka lang. So lahat tungkol sa iyo or lahat ito lang, hindi mo nakikita yung buong kwento. The Bible was not written in a microwave. Okay? So hindi mo pwedeng in a microwave 'yan, okay? It's actually very macro. Ibig sabihin ng macro aerial. Merong nasa ground, nakaganon ka, meron din ganon. Minsan sa Christmas story, in fact, most of our Christmas culture are very micro. Kaya nga sa atin pagdating ng Christmas, pag makikita mo, most of the time, anong inaantay natin pag Christmas? 13th month pay, di ba party, kainan. Very micro, very para sa akin, Christmas. So, yung mga bata ngayon, lumalaki sila, wala silang exposure kung ano nga talaga yung Christmas. Hindi nila alam yung Christmas story, hindi nila alam yung nativity, hindi na nila alam lahat yan, no? Kinakanta natin ngayon, Frosty the Snowman, Winter Wonderland, tapos pawis na pawis tayo, Frosty, tapos pawis na pawis ka, di ba? Pag Christmas party, di ba? It's weird, di ba? As Asians, we would sing songs that doesn't really relate to us, and most of the time, wala na si Jesus doon sa kantahan, right? And most of the time, Christmas now is designed for me. It's micro. Okay? Ibig sabihin, hindi natin nakita yung buong kwento, kaya hindi natin appreciate. Limited yung perspective natin sa Christmas. Limited din yung experience natin sa Christmas kasi hindi natin nakikita yung macro view. Okay? So gusto natin gawin, hindi lang Christmas in the ground, pero gusto natin may Christmas in the air. Okay? Na makikita natin Christmas in light of the big picture of how God wants us to see Christmas so that we can celebrate Christmas in the right way. And one of the scripture that actually encapsulates what I'm trying to say is found in Galatians 4, verse 4 to 5. It says, but when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law that we might receive the full rights of sons. Galatians 4 talks about that there is a time in God's timeline when the time had fully come. He said, boom, I'll send Jesus into the world to save mankind from their sin. He would be born under law to save those who are under law. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Ibig sabihin nun, tayo daw na lahat as people trying to please God through obeying the law are actually not saved, and so Jesus has to come down and save us and will make us not as slaves under the law, but as sons and daughters of God, part of the family of God. So pag makita mo itong verse, no, parang one line lang, but when the time had fully come. And minsan, papasadahan mo to kasi hindi natin makuha yung full explanation ng when the time had fully come. Ibig sabihin ng when the time had fully come, inorchestrate ni Lord yung history. So when the time had fully come, the right characters, the right people involved, the right setting is there for Jesus to actually come. When the time had fully come, God sent His Son, Jesus. Alam niyo, God is always in time. He's never late, especially with His promise. And as we see here, titingnan natin kasi is the gospel, no? Sa Luke 1, yung kwento ng Christmas, no? Luke 1, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, actually, kwento ng Christmas yan, no? Especially the first few chapters, the first chapters of those book, right? But what we want to see now is not that Christmas is not just limited to Luke 1 and 2 or Matthew 1 and 2 and 3, right? But it's actually from Genesis down to Revelations, we see the Christmas story, right? And so, pag nagbabasa tayo ng Bible, hindi pwedeng micro, dapat macro. Ibig sabihin, from Genesis pa lang, meron lang ang Genesis, isang maliit na kwento sa malaking kwento. Ang Exodus, ganun din. So, si Adam and Eve, kaya nga Genesis 3 pa lang, minention na si Jesus sa Genesis 3. Genesis 3 ba? Okay, 2. Okay, Genesis 2. Sabi, I will put an enmity between you and the man. Nung nag-sin sila, nung kinain nila yung banana, di ba? Tapos, di ba, dumating si Lord, tapos sabi ni Lord, di ba, ba't mo kinain? Dahil dyan, kausap niya yung ahas. Ahas ka, sabi niya. I will put an enmity between you and the man. Meron akong lalagay na kalaban nyo para hindi mo makuha yung mankind. And that man is Christ Jesus. So Genesis pa lang, pre-prophesy na may darating na rescuer. So pag binasa mo Genesis, so ganito yung turo ko ngayon sa mga anak ko, so that when they read the scripture, they would look at it not on a micro level, not just, okay, not okay lang micro, paminsan-minsan, pero more on a macro level. That when they see in Genesis, oh, hindi nangyari, nagkasala si Adam and Eve. But God is preparing a rescuer. Darating tayo kay Moses. Ganun din, hindi nag-promise that. But God has a promise. There is someone who would come. Ganun, kay Abraham, kay Noah, kay David and Goliath, si David, nagkasala, ganyan. But someone is going to come. Diba? And in the New Testament, Galatians 4, but when the time had fully come, yan na yung climax ng kwento. Lumabas na dyan yung Avengers. Yan. Okay? Dyan na nagsabi kong sino yung other woman. Parang ganun yung climax. Okay? Bam! Ganun. But when the time had fully come, boom! Shows to us that God was preparing everything and there was a bigger story to all the stories that's written in Scripture to share to us one great story, and this is the Christmas story. Right? In Malachi 3, the last book in the Old Testament, Malachi made a prophecy. Right? In Malachi 3 and 4, makikita natin may prinophesy si Malachi doon. Sabi sa Malachi 3, and this is where we'll try to connect, as what I said, from Genesis pa lang, meron ng sa Isaiah, meron ng hint about this rescuer who will come and save. But in Malachi 3, may minention doon na ibang tao who would prepare the way for the Lord. Okay? Kilala nyo naman, sino nag-prepare ng way for the Lord? Ha? Sino? Ha? Si John Lloyd? Okay, John the Baptist. Okay. Now, in Malachi 3:1, there was a prophecy that was made. Sabi doon, behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi made a prophecy 400 years prior to Jesus coming. Prior to the time when the time had fully come. 400 years ago, sabi niya, may darating. Pero bago dumating yung bida, may magpre-prepare ng way para doon sa rescuer who will rule the host, ibig sabihin ng host, the heavens and the earth, angels and demons. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. But somebody is going to prepare the way for him. That was Malachi's prophecy in Malachi 3. What happened next was, when the prophecy was made and Malachi was finished, 400 years silence. Nothing, no prophet spoke. No books were written. It was silent. After that prophecy, sabi, somebody's going to prepare the way for this Lord of hosts. tahimik. So every year, people were expecting, nasaan na tong rescuer? Bakit tumahimik? Until people started getting farther and farther away from the Lord. Some people started rebelling against the Lord for 400 years. And here we start the Gospels. Sabi, no, 400 years, tahimik lang. Ano nangyari? Anyari? Parang ganun, naka-hashtag pa. Hindi nila alam what's happening. And for 400 years, there was nothing. And after 400 years, we start off with Luke chapter 1, which actually is the jumping point for the Christmas story. In the time of King Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. They were good people. They were God-fearing people. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren and they were both well along in years. Right? And so, after 400 years, the story starts in the time of King Herod, one of the most wicked king in history. We'll talk about him on the third week. Right? Mahabang kwento to. Okay? Maalala mo kaya tong si Herod eh. Right? Madrama ang buhay. Right? In the time where it was so chaotic, there was a priest. And so the Bible introduces two characters, Zechariah and Elizabeth. And they said, these two people, you know, they love God, they fear the Lord, simpleng buhay, walang anak. Right? And they were both very, very old. Now, you look at this and you see that there's a problem. The last words given was that there will be a messenger who would prepare the way for the Lord. And the first two characters that were mentioned in Luke were two old guys. One woman, one man, si Lolo at saka si Lola. Zechariah and Elizabeth. And the problem is obvious. Zechariah and Elizabeth were old and they're barren. They couldn't have babies. They can't have a child. Science told them it's impossible to have a child. Not only that, but Zechariah was a priest in a very small town. Okay? Dati maraming priest. Okay? Bawat barangay may priest yan. And Zechariah was just one of the priests in those towns. Now, verse 8. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty, he was serving as priest before God. He was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. So lahat ng barangay may priest yan. Tapos once a year, may raffle-raffle yan. Lahat ng pangalan. Sino mapili, siya yung magre-represent sa syudad. Right? And for this year, not by coincidence, but because of God's hand, ang napili si Zechariah. Right? And so Zechariah was chosen among the thousands of priests during the time. Right? And when the time for burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Now, let me explain to you. See, Zechariah was a priest. He's like a priest or a minister, a pastor in a very small town. Hindi napapansin niyang town na yan. Okay? Ika nga pag sa NBA, ano to, Sacramento Kings dating nito. Okay? Alam niyo yung Sacramento Kings? Alam niyo ba yung Sacramento Kings? Yung hindi niyo alam, yun yung point ko. Okay? Hindi ito kilala. Maliit na town. Mahirap ang mga tao dito. Hindi ito napapansin. Hindi ito lumalabas sa newspaper. Walang Twitter account tong si Zechariah. Right? In short, he was in a very small town. He was no one. He came from nowhere and doing God's work. And people think it's nothing. It's small. Small time priest from a town. At the time, there were 18,000 priests in the lot. So, niro-roll yung pahataya, no? Sino kaya this year ang magre-represent sa syudad natin? Nakuha si Zechariah. So, nung nakuha siya, parang, uy, God, now that we know Zechariah, alam natin, may plano si Lord. But at the time, if you're Zechariah, it's like,
Hindi nga. Ako napili. Sa libo-libo, ako napili. Imposible yan, imposible. Hindi, siya nga napili.
Out of the 18,000 priests, he was chosen to be the one to go to the temple and represent thousands of people. And so the people were praying outside. Because before, when you go to church, it's different. And I've explained this in the past. Diba? Pag priest ka dati, meron kang tali, may bell, pupunta ka sa likod. Yung, ito kasi, common area, may likod, Holy of Holies tawag dyan. Diba? So, re-represent ko lahat ng kasalanan nyo. Okay? Though may tali ako, tapos yung mga ushers, nakahawak sa tali, Pastor, punta na ho kayo sa likod. So, pag-pray nyo ako, walang mangyari sa akin. Ganun yan. Kasi pag ikaw, may kasalanan ka, pumunta ka sa Holy of Holies, tepo ka. Okay? Patay ka agad. Kaya pag yung bell hindi na gumagalaw, naku, patay na si Pastor. Diba? Tapos yung mga ushers, tan, 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 tan. Ganun yun. Okay, so medyo highlight of the year. People were coming and there was one man who would represent them. It's actually a picture of Christ representing the world. But the man who's going into the Holy of Holies is actually flawed and sinful. That's why he have to come and cleanse himself and do all the rituals before coming to the Holy of Holies. And so Zechariah was picked. And so the people were outside praying and he went in. And verse 11, as he was inside the Holy of Holies, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. Okay. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. Takot siya, nakita niya may anghel na lumabas. Sipin mo, no, nasa likod ka, biglang may anghel lalabas. And angels are big. They're gigantic. They're muscular. They're glorious beings. Right. And what happened next? But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth." Manang Elizabeth. Lola Elizabeth will bear you a son. And you are to give him the name John. Not Junjun. John. Right? Right? He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. They were talking about John the Baptist. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. Bata pala, makita mo, iba na, set apart na to. Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God. He will be a preacher of the word. And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the father to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Even before this Jesus would come, this John would prepare the way for the Lord. So yun yung sinabi ng anghel kay Zechariah. Now, if you look at this, again, you might say, but si Zechariah? Matanda, small-time priest, in a small town, nothing's happening there, and they pick Zechariah. So nung inannounce ng anghel kay Zechariah, mabubuntis ang misis mo, at ikaw ang makakabuntis. Gulat siya, no? Verse 18, here's what he said. Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? Paano ko malalaman to? For I am an old man and my wife is advanced in years." So, after all the announcement, tandaan nyo si Zechariah and Elizabeth were praying for a baby. They were believing God for a baby. And now the answer came. Nung dumating yung sagot, sabi ng angel, mabubuntis si Elizabeth. Ang reaction ni Zechariah, paano? Ang tanong, pray ka, di ba? Sinasagot ko ngayon. Ito yung sagot. Ba't ka gulat? Sasagutin? How many times we're like Zechariah? We pray and when the answer comes, we're surprised. Yeah. Lord, wala talagang pumapato sa akin. Biglang may dumating, pinatulang ka, why?
Ipinag-pray mo yan. Dumating. Binulag ni Lord.
How many times do we do that where we doubt the goodness and the power of God when we're asking from the Lord who can give us supernaturally? Grabe, no? For decades, they've been praying and God was orchestrating things. Zechariah, you won the lot. Solo kita ngayon. Dinala kita sa Holy of Holies para magpakita ang isang anghel. In-announce pa ng anghel sa'yo. Hindi letter to, ha? Hindi to email. Anghel pinababa ko. Just to announce and tell you that you're going to have a son and he will prepare the way for the Lord and you're asking, how would I know? Siguro yung angel, takan-taka, no? Parang, hindi ka naniniwala? Yeah. Paano nga, paano? Siguro pinakita, look at my wings. I'm an angel, all right? This is true. You can touch it if you want. I don't know what the angel tried doing. Pero sabi ni Zechariah, matanda na ako. Siguro sa angel, hindi obvious. Di ba? Tanda na, no? Isipin mo, Zechariah at the time might be around 70 to 80 years old. They're barren, and they're old, and they're going to have a baby. Imagine that. Yung lola mo, buntes. Di dinner kayo, biglang tumayo lola mo. May announcement ako. Lola, ano ho yun? Huwag niyo po kami iwan. Hindi, buntes ako.
It's unbelievable. It's supernatural. Now, this is unlike Mary who had the supernatural birth.
This one, God commanded Zechariah to actually do something with Elizabeth. And Elizabeth would bear them a child. This was supernatural.
Ano sabi ni, Zechariah na, how shall I know this? I'm an old man, but my wife is advanced in years.
Now, give you some marriage tip here. You know, there's a marriage tip in this verse. Guys, when you're old, say you're old. But never say that your wife is old. Just say, she's advanced in years. All the time. Right? Honey, bagay ba tong jeans sa akin? You're way advanced for that jeans, alright? Never say she's old and di maganda sa kanya yan. Rephrase it.
And the angel answered him. So sabi ni Zechariah, totoo ba to? Seryoso ba to? How shall I know this? I'm old and my wife is advanced in years. And the angel answered him, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God and I was sent to speak to you and bring you this good news. The angel answered him, I'm Gabriel. You know how many angels are in heaven? Millions. You know how many angels were given names in scripture? Two. Michael and me. God chose me to go down. I am Gabriel. Hindi pinili ni Lord si precious moments. Me. Right? And I'm here with a message. In fact, here's what scripture said. I stand in the presence of God. We just had our staff meeting. And God is saying, God commanded me to go down personally to tell you, you're going to have a son. Sobrang special treatment to Zechariah. Isipin mo saan nanggagaling si Zechariah. Small mind, small town. Couldn't believe that this was happening and God chose Zechariah.
Galing akong langit. Maniwala ka sa akin. I stand in the very presence of God. And so what did Gabriel say? Sabi niya, and behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until that day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time. You prayed, but you doubt. Because of that, you'll be mute until John comes. You won't be able to speak. What the angel was saying is, Zechariah, you just have to shut up and wait. You doubt God's goodness over your life. Wait on the Lord. It's not going to be you. It's going to be the Lord who will do this to you. You wait patiently and the Lord will open your wife's womb, no matter how old she is. Hindi ba lost opportunity na yun? Ang tanda na. Yun nga eh. Yung timeline ni Lord, iba sa timeline natin. Ha? Sorry ha. Minsan kasi tayo, pag mag-pray, may timeline ka. Lord, dapat by February, ganyan. Hindi, iba timeline ni Lord sa atin eh. Yeah. Di ba sabi nga sa Bible, a day is like 1,000 years to the Lord. So yung tomorrow mo, 1,000 years pa yan. Pwede. Di ba? Yung bang sagot ni Lord, wait a minute, matagal din yan. Okay? Hindi 1 minute yan. Iba yung timeline ni Lord sa timeline natin eh. And so, the Lord, and Gabriel just said, you know, it's not according to your time. It's according to God's time. When the time had fully come, God was orchestrating these things. Now, one more side note. No? Si Elizabeth, kung alam nyo, pinsan niya si Mary. Ang galing, no? So, merong babae na nasa isang maliit na barangay na pinsan ni Mary na hindi rin sikat, at yun yung makakinuha ni Lord. To prepare the way, it was the cousin of Jesus, earthly cousin of Jesus, who actually prepared the way for the Lord. And later on, Elizabeth and Mary would actually encourage one another. Because imagine this, is scandalous. Lola, nabuntis! Di ba? Malaking pasabog! Di ba? So you need to just wait on the Lord. Be still and know that He is God. God will do it. That minsan kasi talaga, even me, mayakyak tayo kay Lord. Lord, bakit ganun? Bakit ganun? Lord, bakit ganyan? Just wait on the Lord. It's the Lord who would do it. And paano pag di nangyari? Wait on the Lord. The Lord has His answers. And when He came out, verse 22, paglabas ni Zechariah, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. And he kept making signs to them and remained mute. And when his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After this days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she kept herself hidden. So they went home. After Zechariah's job, they just went home. They did it. And after 5 months, okay, Elizabeth was pregnant. Supernatural, just in time. That God wanted it. Elizabeth became pregnant. What does Elizabeth do for 5 months? The Bible says she did nothing except to just praise the Lord. She might have been rubbing her belly. God, I thank you for this baby. Lord, I thank you for my mute husband. Sarap, no? 9 months, walang kaaway, no? Kahit anong kulit niya, di ba? Di ba, hindi siya makasalita. Thank you for winning every argument, Lord, for 9 months. Don't you love this picture of Elizabeth? God loves her. And He's blessed her, and He's answered her prayers. And she's going to be a mom. And He's going to be a prophet and prepare the way for the coming of Jesus to fulfill the promise that Malachi gave 400 years ago. It's a macro view. You start to see how God would shape history. Who you are today, the people you meet, the relatives you have, the parents that you have, God orchestrating everything. Verse 25. Thus, and here's what Elizabeth was saying in her home. Thus the Lord has done for me in the days when He looked on me to take away my reproach among my people. Ang bigat itong verse kasi Nung nag-pray si Elizabeth, sabi niya, I thank you, God, for looking on me because I've been a reproach among my people. She was the pastor's wife, but all around her, gossip. Alam mo, ba't walang anak yan? Curse yan eh. Reproach yan. Reproach means you're a disgrace. Siguro may secret sin yung mag-asawa na yan, kaya ganun yan. Kaya barren yan. Hindi blinis ni Lord, oh. Tatrabaho sa church, pero hindi blinis ni Lord. Grabe. That was the news. So maybe for 30, 40, 50 years, she was undergoing the shame. She was living in shame. Lumabas sa prayer, Lord, thank you for taking away the reproach among people. Maybe you're like Elizabeth. You're living in shame. Whether you're a man or a woman, you live in your past on what was said against you. You live in your past and you can't move on. Parang palagi na lang tinuturo mo yung nangyari dati. Hindi ka na naka-move on sa buhay. Jesus died for your place. And that was Elizabeth's prayer. Lord, thank you for taking the reproach from among my people. Now I go out, they know that the hand of the Lord is with me. We'll close with this, and it's beautiful, and I rejoice when I read the prayer of Elizabeth. Nobody looked at Elizabeth and said she's blessed, but now she's pregnant, 5 months hidden. They say it's tradition that you have to be hidden for 5 months. But I think one of the reasons also is tanda niya na, no? Pag lumabas siya, baka yun nga, chismis na naman to. Sino naman nakabuntis sa kanya? Di ba? And all these things. Because she was barren. She was saying, you know what? God loves me and God knows me and God has kept His eye on me. You know, God loves you. God has His eyes on you. He knows what you're going through. And the goal of Jesus when He came down to die on the cross for our sin is to take away our shame. Ganon yung ginagawa ng sin eh. It brings shame. Diba when you sin? That's why you do it in the dark. You don't announce sin. Going to my mistress tonight. Tweet. Hindi mo tinitweet yun. Diba? Doing this tonight. Yeah. Will not pay my taxes this year. Hallelujah. You don't tweet that. Why? You do it hidden. Shame. I've met so many adults. I'm telling you, adults. 30, 40, 50 years old. Still living in the shame of the past. They can't move on. And we have to point them back to Scripture and tell them, hey, this is what Jesus did for you. He's taken away that shame. He died for you. Somebody actually chose to love you. Tanong, di ba? Dahil ba may kasalanan si Elizabeth kaya naging barren siya? Kaya nga may reproach? No. In fact, the Bible says they were walking in righteousness and they were blameless. Was God cursing her? No. It was just God working out His sovereign plan. His answer was always later, later. I'll give you a child later. Lord, I'm 80. When's later? Just in time. I'll give it to you. Two kinds of people we see in this story. Number one, you might be a Zechariah. You're holy, you love the Lord, but you always doubt God's goodness and power over your life. You do all the religious things you know how, but deep inside there's doubt of God's goodness and grace over your life. You know Jesus died for you? Yun yung sabi sa Galatians 4 eh. Jesus died for those under the law. You can follow all the religious laws that you want and say, look at me, I'm so good. Yeah, you're good. But compared to God's holiness, you're not that good. Jesus died for you. You need a Savior. You might be Zechariah, trying your best to live blamelessly before God. Jesus died for your place. Or you might be an Elizabeth, reproached, disgraced, living in shame. Jesus died, endured the cross, scorning its shame. I want to end with this verse in Hebrews 12, verse 2. Hebrews 12, verse 4. It says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. The Bible talks about us looking to Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. You know, at that time, Zechariah was thinking already, wala na, matanda na ako. May nakita na ba kayong taong ganun, yung resigned na? Wala na. Tanda na. Lahat ng oportunidad, wala na. Okay na, pwede na akong kunin ni Lord. Wala na akong magagawa. Eh, tanda ako na, magdi-disciple pa ba ako? Tanda ako na, gagamitin pa ba ako ni Lord? Pahinga na ako. Nood na lang ako TV. Nood na lang ako Itbulaga. Yeah. Di ba? I hope you're not resigned. Sa Christianity, walang ganun eh. Sa Christianity, walang matanda mo na. Hindi ka nagagamitin ni Lord. Kahit 80, 90 ka, pwede kang gamitin ni Lord. Actually, yung prayer ko, 80, 90, gamitin pa rin ako ni Lord. Yeah. Meron tayong mga Golden Girls group dito. Grabe, gamit ni Lord sa kanila. One of our most productive groups are our Golden Girls group. Grabe yung dinidisciple, parang discipleship machine. Lahat ng mga palda, kinakausap. Diba? Sineshare ng gospel. You can't stop them. They're actually growing. Some of our most fruitful men's group are actually our mature men. Our 50s, our 60s. They're discipling younger people. Now we have a couple, their name is Bonnie and Estella. They came here. They came here on the first year and they said, we want to help out whatever we can. And we told them, all we want you to do is to disciple the next generation. Disciple the next business people. Disciple the next housewife. Disciple who you can, but impart to the next generation. At first, they're like saying, matanda na kami. Ano ba? Makikinig ba sa amin yung mga kabataan? Ganun pa yung ano nila. Kabataan means mga 30, okay, mga late 20s, mga kabataan daw. Diba? Sabi ko, Bonnie, kailangan namin yun. At first, it was a struggle for them. But now they're one of our most, and I'm not exaggerating, okay, they're the most fruitful couple we have here in church. And they're discipling women upon women and men upon men. We're actually making a difference, not just in the kingdom of God, but in the workplace. Kasi nga nakita nila, nag-click eh. Kaya ngayon, grooving-groovy pa rin sila. Kasi bata kasama nila eh. Diba? Hindi na sila, hindi lang sila nagkumpol-kumpol, matatanda na tayo, tapos na tayo. Sila na, pasa na natin to. Walang ganun sa Bible, walang pasa. Sa Bible, makita mo, you run alongside. Discipleship. Hindi yung, oh, tapos na kami, kayo na. Hindi ganun. Takbo, kasama sila. Bata, bagalan mo lang konti. Eh, diba? Pero, there's no resignation. There's no retirement in the kingdom of God. You actually disciple the next generation. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. When Zechariah thought, nah, wala na, tanda ako na. No. Ha? If you're the author, that's the ending of your story. And I grew old and died barren, childless. But no, I'm the author of your story. I'm your story. I'm the hero. You're Zechariah, you're not the hero. I'm the hero of your story. I'll show the world how supernatural I am. And just in time, I'll make you into a father. Author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. That's for Elizabeth. Jesus died for her shame, the reproach. Yung sins yun in the past na hiyang-hiya kayo. Pag naisip niyo mga ginagawa niyo, no? Grabe, walang hiya talaga tayo lahat, no? Pero sabi sa Bible, no? Jesus died on the cross, despising the shame. Why? Jesus took your shame. Doesn't matter to him anymore. He died naked on the cross. What more? What shame? I took your shame. I took everything because I died for you. But look at the ending. He's seated at the right hand, the throne of God. At the end of the day, he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's orchestrated time, history, relationships. Where you are now, it's not an accident. Some of you, it's your first time here. What a good time to even come here. Yeah. Aksidente lang nandito. There's no accident in God's timeline. You're here and you're listening to this message because God wants you to listen to this message. The reason you're here. The reason you're late, because God wants you to hear when you entered, yun yung gusto niyang marinig mo. Alright? Hindi mo kontrolado, wala kang mapark, pero pagpasok mo, tapos na lahat. Ito na lang naririnig mo. Para sa'yo to. It's no accident. God, in His sovereignty, orchestrate things in our lives because He's the author and perfecter of our faith. Are you Zechariah? Are you Elizabeth? I think all of us, in one way or the other, fall into one of this category. Jesus died for you. Jesus wants to set you free. Jesus came to rescue you. That's the ultimate story of, again, of a small story here that we do every week that culminates in a big story that when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born under the law, to save those who are under the law so that we might receive the full rights as children of God. Can we just bow down our heads and pray? Lord, we thank You. Lord, we thank You that Your timeline and our timeline is different. Lord, I thank You because You've sent Your Son Jesus. Wala nang mystery sa Scripture. It was revealed through Your Son Jesus. When You sent Your Son Jesus, You want people to hear about Your goodness, Your love, Your forgiveness, in Your transforming power that destroyed sin. And Lord, even as You're orchestrating things, age did not stop You. You chose Zechariah. You chose a man who was under the law, who was so faithful in the law, but had doubts. You chose an old woman, Elizabeth, to carry John the Baptist. You chose a woman who was living in shame and reproach, but You said, I'll use her. Doesn't stop You, God. And the reason is because first and foremost, You died for people like that. You came into the world to die for people just like me. So I pray for each and everyone today. Lord, even as we look at the Christmas story, and I know this is just the introduction of the story, Lord, we won't look at it in our own micro level, but may we see it, Lord, in a bigger picture of what You're doing from the time of Genesis until Revelations, when You promise that there will be a new heaven and new earth. And all throughout this, You were preparing the Savior, Jesus, the rescuer, the hero. Lord, and I thank You, Lord, because it's not an accident we're here and we're listening to this message. Meron kang gustong sabihin sa amin. And Lord, kung ano man yung take home ng isa't isa dito, Lord, I pray, Lord, that it would be good seed that would be sown in good soil. Lord, na talagang dibdibin namin kung ano man yung gusto mong sabihin sa amin. Lord, I pray, Lord, for people here today who can relate to Zechariah. They might be good. They might live righteous and holy. But so many times we doubt You. So many times we don't know if You'll actually move or not. Lord, lagi kami parang, Lord, ako na lang madidiskarte kasi parang di ko rin alam, Lord. If that's You, the Lord died for you. And Lord, we just want to say thank You for dying for the Zechariahs of this world. Lord, we also want to thank You for dying for the Elizabeths of this world and saving the Elizabeths of this world from a life of shame, from a life of abuse. Whether it's sexual abuse, marital abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse, You've died for people like this. Lord, for people who were cursed when they were young. Lord, from people who were maligned. Lord, from people, Lord, whom other people said, she or he is a disgrace. You died for people like this. You died for people like us have fallen away from the grace of God. But Lord, you're winning us back to your grace. Lord, the whole story, Lord, even as it unfolds right in our eyes, so we could hear a message like this, that there's hope despite the lost opportunities that we had in the past. Kasi hindi pa time. But now, just in time, even as we hear this, as we're encouraged by your word, use us. Lord, may we look at Christmas in a different light starting this afternoon. Lord, na yung Christmas hindi para sa amin, yung Christmas para sa iyo. Lord, that Christmas is about Jesus and how you're preparing the way. Lord, by even sending prophets in the past to prophesy his coming, and even preparing John the Baptist to prepare the way. I pray, Lord, that you would prepare us also so that we may prepare the way of the Lord for our friends, our relatives, our family. Lord, na ngayong Christmas, sa mga parties, Lord, na ma-share namin yung gospel, mapakita namin yung true love that comes from God. Make us John the Baptist, Lord, who would prepare the way so that people would know the Lord. Use us as a blessing. Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.